Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, and it is 7:05. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's a beautiful morning. I'm not going to lie.
You know what? It is. It's a beautiful morning. And Linda's assignment this morning, I think she's out before it gets hot, taking care of the taking care of Odin of the Wonder Horse this morning, maybe. Anyway, hey, what's the weather going to be? It's going to be.
It's 95 today.
Okay, maybe not that. I'm weed eating today down at the rodeo grounds, so that may be earlier.
Yeah, it's 95. It's hot. I don't know.
It's hot. Okay, and it's
Yeah. So we have a high, we have a high of 95 today.
Wait, you know what? Your eyes, I realize, rolled back in your head right then when you saw the temperatures.
No, I'm processing this right now.
We need to share with our audience.
Yeah. So we have a high of 95 today, a low of 63 tonight. We are going to only be in
how
the...
How can it go 30 degrees?
Right. No, I know. But, yeah, so we're going to be in the low to mid-90s today and tomorrow. Our lows are going to kind of stay around the same, the high 50s, low 60s. Starting Sunday, we'll be in the low 80s, and we're going to climb down to the high 60s for Monday and Tuesday. Monday night and Tuesday, we have a chance of showers. And that continues through Thursday.
Through Thursday. Let's hope we get some showers.
Yeah, that'd be
but
nice.
Here's the way that has to happen. It has to happen after we're finished during the day. And it's cool because of this. And then it rains gently through the night for four nights, five nights. And then but every morning it's not raining. So we can get everything done that we
exactly.
have to do. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, locally-owned business out of Anderson, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. You know, buy local, stay local. They are really, really fine people. And I'm here with Katrina.
Good morning.
Good morning. And she's got Tasha. And let me tell you, this is the cutest dog. It's got a smile that literally goes ear to ear.
She truly has the best smile in the shelter, I think. Tasha's fantastic. She's like a little tan and white pit mix. She definitely has that like Staffordshire kind of look to her where she has like the longer kind of floppy ears.
Yeah, she doesn't have the little short pokey ears.
Yeah,
and,
no.
And just a wonderful expression, and she comes up so friendly.
She was very excited to meet everyone here today. she loves people, and she really loves going places with you and just getting to do a lot of fun activities. And right now, she's just laying on the floor. She seems pretty comfortable in new situations, which is always a plus.
Yes.
Especially for taking her out, you know, this summer on the trails to the lake, that sort of thing. I think she would be a really great companion for that. And plus, she's not very big. She's maybe 50 pounds. She's a very medium-sized pity. So.
She is, and she's this tan color with a white face, and you know, I mean, she's got the chrome on her, as we say.
Yes, exactly. No, but she's just the sweetest girl, and she's about 4 years old, so she's definitely an adult.
Okay.
She's not in her puppy stage, but still very young.
She looks young because of just her attitude and everything. This is really a fine dog, and was she one that was just kind of turned in or found or something? Or
yeah, she did come into us as a stray. So we don't know much about her background, but she
could be a Stanford graduate.
We
don't
never
know that. We do not know that. We're still trying to get into that level.
No, she's a very, very loving dog. So definitely a good addition, I think, for most families, because she's definitely in that perfect age range too, as well.
She is, because she's got out of her puppy. Okay, so she's got the white face with brown around her eyes, going up into her ears, a white chest. She's just a love. She's up here just saying, hey, come on, just a little more love here. you know, I could see this. I could see, if you let her, I could see her while you're sitting on the couch. You've got a, you've got Tasha's head in your lap. Just, okay, what are we doing now? This would be a,
exactly. That's exactly what kids, she wants to do.
I could see kids in her.
Oh, yeah, no. She's been really friendly with kids as well. She's also been taken to, like, PetSmart a few times.
Yeah.
To, you know, to see if she can get adopted from there. And she's done really great in that setting as well. So I think she would do good in pretty much any home, honestly.
Any other animals? Any?
She does pretty good with other dogs. She's very exuberant and energetic, so I think she'd do better with a dog that kind of matches that energy with her. She definitely is very, very playful.
Okay. Well, how do we get in touch? We're still on the giveaway?
Or actually.
Okay. Is it ending?
So we were doing our Spring Fling adoption event, but we have wrapped that up. But it's for a very good reason, and that's because starting Monday, May 1st through the 15th, we're doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter promotion.
Great.
Time for Bissell. So with that, it means there are no adoption fees for any animal in the shelter.
Okay, so the other one ended when? Today?
The end of last week.
End of last week,
but
okay.
But this week, not to confuse you, but... this week, we are doing a canned food drive. So if you do bring in some, like, non-perishable human food, you can get a reduced adoption fee.
Okay. Or can you go, I hate to say this, but if you want Tasha, you go in and you put your name there and say, hey, we'll pick her up Monday.
Doesn't quite work that way. No, she wants to go home now. She doesn't want to wait till Monday.
All right. Well, how much is her adoption fee?
So her adoption fee is $75, but with that donation, it would drop it down to $50.
Okay. So here we go. If Tasha gets adopted, you go in and adopt Tasha. Bring in some canned food, my friends. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio show, will pay your adoption fee.
Oh, excellent. Again. So this will start early with Tasha.
Well, you know what? She is a good dog. I think she could go to a family with kids and just fit right in there with them. I mean, all I've seen, because she's under the table, all I see is a tail wagging, and it's been wagging the whole time she's been here.
She's a very happy dog.
Yeah. Good. Well, good. I need that. I need to have happy dogs, happy producers, happy people around me this morning. So, well, that's every day. But okay. So, anything else?
So aside from our Bissell promotion that we're starting on Monday, we have our Putt for Paws charity golf tournament coming up. Coming up in May, so May 22nd at Riverview Golf and Country Club.
They still need some teams.
Yes, we do. So definitely go to havenhumane.org for more event details, and so you can register for the event. It's always a really good time.
Cool. All right. Well, good luck, Tasha. And you can change the names, right? I mean, people could change it. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, if there's a name that speaks to you more so.
Yeah, but Tasha's kind of cool. I like that. So she doesn't bark with a Ukrainian accent. This is not a Russian name, by the way. I just want to make sure people that if you have no problem with Russian names and you change it to something like Yankee Doodle Dandy. And then you call her Dandy. All right. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for what you do. And good luck, Tasha. Remember, we're paying for your escape fee. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about last night and then some other things that are going on locally. Hopefully keeping it cheerful this morning. Hey, I tried that. You were here. Were you here yesterday?
Yep.
No, you were. Remember the...
Wait.
No, you weren't here yesterday.
No.
Somebody called in and said, I can't remember the conversation, but, you know, people are evil. And I pushed back. I said, no, they're not. People are not evil. Are you evil? Because I don't know him. He didn't sound like an evil person at all. And he goes, well, I said, is Linda evil? Am I evil? No, we're not evil. He said, would you go for flawed? And I said, oh, yeah, I'll go for flawed.
Yeah.
I'll go for flawed. Oh, boy, will I go for flawed. And then I found, I said, you know what? This could be a perfect excuse for us guys. Did I tell you about
this? It's a great one.
Okay. What you do, you go up to your wife after she's got, you know, you haven't done something, and she's reminded you for the 432nd time. And you go up, and I held Linda's hands. I looked deep in her eyes, and I said, I'm not evil. I'm just flawed. And she looked at me, she looked deep in my eyes and said, go get the damn power washer. I went out and got the damn power washer. Okay. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite is Redding's dish premier local retailer. Let me say that again. Local retailer. It's so important that we do business with our local people around here. And don't call that 800 number. They don't care about you. Doug Tooley's going to care about you. Give him a call at 530-241-3474, 530-241-DISH. You're going to get great service. He's got great deals going on all the time, and it's a veteran-owned business. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Cherry Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Here's a little jingle from the Tooley Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-ish. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only dish premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the Bot. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. If you notice a lot of things we do here, they're all locally owned, locally operated. That's right. We've been using Cornerstone Community Bank for several years now, and we're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Last night, Linda and I were I use this term loosely, talent, at the KIXC auction. You know, everybody's there in their tuxedos, and I realized the last time I had my tuxedo on, I was probably 25 pounds heavier. Anyway, we both agreed they have got some super, super auction items. Raft trips, stand-up paddle boards, wine trips. Because last night was wine and adventure. I think that's what it was called. But the way you can bid on this is, and these same items, plus more, are on the KIXC website. So you go to KIXC.com/auction. Go to the website and you can bid on these. But there are some really fantastic gifts there. But let me tell you, standing up after being here in the morning early and then going there, and it went till 10 o'clock last night. And you've got producers and counting down 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1. And you're reading these. It became you got a 10-minute break, and then you get a 5-minute break, then you get a 10-minute break, and then you get a 5-minute break to do this. But anyway, we had a great time. You know, everything's volunteers down there, and all of the money that comes in keeps KIXC on the air, and we're really, really strong for KIXC. Two announcements. Oh, wait a minute. Carl and Linda are doing the KIXC Fun Drive on TV. Jordan says, how much do we have to pledge to have him shave his mustache? Okay, Jordan, you're no longer welcome in my place here. Are you kidding? I had that mustache under control. It's rodeo. It's rodeo time. Reading Vice Mayor Mark Mazzano and Anderson City Council Hunt, Melissa Hunt, have thrown their hats in the ring. Well, Melissa did it earlier. But now Mark Mazzano announced his candidacy Wednesday during a news conference at the Sundial Bridge. He's running for Megan Daly's spot, who is fleeting up to run for her husband's spot, Brian Daly. So this is just the beginning, my friends. There's going to be, there's going to be 3-4 people for sure running, I would guess, for Megan Daly's spot. This is a dark horse, and I'm going to put it out. She hasn't said a word. But will Tanessa Audette run? Young. She's young. She's on the city council, but she has been working in politics for years. If you look at her resume, it's a good resume, as are all of them. Melissa Hunt's been in it, been in politics a long time in Northern State. And Mark Mazzano has made great strides since he's become on the city council. It's going to be interesting times. Tanessa has not said she's going to run, and she may not. I'm just telling you, if you have that thought in the back of your mind, that she just might run. She's worked for Megan Daly while Daly was in the assembly. Now, question is, it's not a big question because, I mean, down deep do you care, but what's Brian going to do? Is Brian going to get out of politics, period, and go back to the farm?
No.
Oh, okay. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Liam, you've been watching this for 6 months. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I think that
Brian and Megan are nice people.
No, they are.
But you've been in a powerful position.
Yeah.
You've gotten those. You can't help but say it. You know what? If you had, it's a powerful position. There's perks to it.
Oh yeah.
They, you know. So is Brian ready to give that up? He's young. Is he ready to give that up, or is he going to be somehow involved in government? Is he going to run for another office? Ted Gaines ran for the that Board of Equalization after he termed out and won, and he's our representative for that. But that one's, you know, I don't see him running for that. Is Brian Daly going to kind of like, is he taking a look, and it's going to be a bloodbath if he does, is he taking a look at running against Doug LaMalfa? That could be interesting. That could be interesting. Or has Doug said, "I've had enough. In another year, that's enough. I want to go back, and I want to drive tractors in my rice fields." He's never said anything. I can't imagine Doug giving up his congressional seat without a fight. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just want to give you my opinion from what I heard from the grapevine a while back.
Okay.
That Daly actually is going to run for against Doug LaMalfa.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. I didn't hear it because I was calling.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Well, you know what? I don't know. See, there's one thing that the Democrats and Republicans have in common. They don't want another Democrat running against a Democrat who's in an office. They don't want another Republican running against a Republican in the office because it takes money. They're both going to be raising money going against each other. Meanwhile, the Democrat who's sitting out there who has, by the way, in my opinion, and you know, what's my opinion worth, the Democrats don't have a chance up here to take that seat. They just don't. I thought that the last guy that came through the veteran, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
Max Steiner
had he had good things he was saying, but he got hammered. But they hate seeing Republicans run against Republicans.
Yeah,
it's not going to be nice. It's not going to be nice.
No.
I'm telling you right now, both of them have got people in their organizations that will just be. They'll just rip. So here we go. But it'll be interesting. Yeah, I've heard that too. Usually the way they do it is the Republican Party, you know, when somebody's stepping down, they anoint somebody, as we know, to be the next congressman. So unless Doug LaMalfa is willing to step down, I don't, you know, it's going to be a battle.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It's going to be a battle. Okay, thanks. But it's the election season, as much as I hate to say it, is starting again. I'm trying to keep things. Okay. You remember when the city of San Francisco said we're not going to do business with people who are not supporting the L. Wait a minute, I've got to get the LGBT alphabet. So that they've said we are not going to do business with those people in those other states. And that was 8 states they said we're not going to do business with. Well, now that list has grown to be 30. And in large part because officials continue to expand the possible offenses that would earn states a spot on their list not to do business with. Well, this week, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted 7-4 to end that law. Why? It was costing them hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And as one of them said, the increase in states added to the blacklist suggests that the city's threat of a boycott may not serve as a compelling deterrent to states considering restrictive policies. Oh, you'd think, San Francisco? Now, you can take all that extra money you have and use to clean up your streets. You can build some more safe places for people to shoot up. You could use it to hire policemen because you have a dearth of policemen, as you've said. There's so many things that you could do. And obviously, your threat from San Francisco was ignored, just ignored. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we're coming back, we've got wrestlers coming in here from the junior team. I shouldn't say junior team, but they're younger wrestlers and their coach. We're going to talk about the wrestling programs around here in the area. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and that's Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business, and nobody can take care of your windshield better than Jeff. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He doesn't take chances with you or your family's safety. He sees it, he'll tell you what he believes, and he's not going to lie to you. He's not there to fix windshields that don't need fixing. He's the real deal. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Cars, trucks, RVs, those huge windshields, and you get a chip in one, let Jeff fix it. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their... Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for down 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Spring is a great time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Spring Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities employees of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. We made it to Friday, the 28th of April, 7:35 in the morning. It's going to be 95 today. Okay, hang on, 95. I'm going to be weed whacking at the rodeo grounds, getting them ready for the big rodeo coming up, of course. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca and Henry over there. It's a locally owned business. They've been in business for well over 30 years between them and Leonard. It's a great place. They have a super selection of jewelry. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Like I said, great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. When I find out, when I look into Linda's eyes and say I'm flawed, that doesn't work too well, but a bracelet does. Four Winds Jewelry. Now, I am here with the Reading Amateur Wrestling Club and their coach, Jet Thomas. Good morning, Jet.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Just great.
Great. And he brought two of the wrestlers in here today, Jacqueline Comer.
Hi.
Is that right, Comer?
Yes,
okay.
Comer.
And Sam Wilkes.
Hi.
How you doing, Sam?
Good. How are you?
Hey, living the dream. Jack, what is this? I mean, have not heard of this before. I think it's great. But what is this?
Well, we're a club that was established by Max Birch back in 1975, and I've been coaching with him actually since the early 80s. And we do the Olympic styles of wrestling. Not the collegiate stuff you see in high school and college, but we do freestyle and Greco, which are the international styles of wrestling.
Now, Greco wrestling is stand-up wrestling, is that correct?
Yes, that's all upper body. You're not allowed to trip or grab the legs.
You just grab each other and hug.
Exactly.
Greco-Roman wrestling is, like I, you know, just like Jet said, it's totally different. You're not getting down into the down position and that on this. Is that correct?
Yes, you stay standing. Every once in a while you go parterre, which means one person will be on top and the other person like in a down position.
But okay. All right. And what was the other one you said? You said
freestyle.
Oh, freestyle. Now, what's freestyle? Is that then anything goes?
Well, that's similar to collegiate style of wrestling, except that every time your back crosses 90 degrees, your opponent gets 2 points minimum.
Okay.
And on throws, it's 4 points. So it scores a little faster and a little higher than collegiate wrestling.
Okay. And you say it's been around since, what, 85 here in town?
The club has.
Wow.
Actually, it was established in 1975 by Max Birch, who just passed away recently. In fact, we are... dedicating our trophy and our 10th consecutive championship at his celebration of life this coming Sunday.
Wow. 10th consecutive championship?
That's correct.
So we have got an organization here of two very nice-looking young people. Now, what are the ages for this?
Well, we accept five-year-olds. And they could be four turning five, but they have to be five during the current year of our season.
Uh-huh. Okay, how old?
Well,
I mean, are you wrestling still?
Not me. The last time I wrestled, though, I did wrestle for NAWA at the NAWA Championship for Rock, and I was 42 years old at the time, and we have wrestlers that have been in their 50s that have wrestled for us, and that's the open division, which is all ages over the age of 18.
I think there should be divisions in there, like over 70. Under 71.
Yeah, there are at the Nationals. If you were to go to the
really?
Nationals,
yeah.
They do have senior division age levels.
Okay, well, I probably won't get into that. Okay, I got to ask, Jacqueline, how did you get into wrestling? I mean, this isn't something, even though women wrestling is part of the Olympics.
Yes, it
now.
Is.
And more, you see more and more. Simpson's got a women's wrestling team, which I understand is one of the best out there. But how did you get into it?
I got into wrestling because of my dad, actually, originally. He did wrestling for Rock when he was younger, and I've seen pictures of him multiple times, and I just thought that, you know, I might give the sport a try for a while, for a season. And I ended up actually really liking it more than I thought I was going to, and I've stuck with it since.
And how old were you when you started?
It was actually just a year ago now, so I was 14.
Okay, so you're 15 now then.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is not something that girls get into. I mean, even though you're seeing more and more of it, but this isn't something that that girls get into, really.
No, not normally.
Okay, and, but you found it is what is it? Is it conditioning? Is it that you like to compete?
There's just something about, like, the wrestling community that's different than, like, any other sport that I've done. And everyone just, like, cares so much about each other. And, like, even if you do get beat by your opponent, like, everyone is, like, they'll go with you to your next match to, like, watch a match with you and even help coach you. Like, everyone just treats each other so nicely, and it's just not like any other sport I've done.
Okay.
So that kept me
there. And you've done other sports, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. Sam. How did you get into it?
So I was playing flag football, and
yes.
One of the kids that was on flag football, his dad was the coach for Rock,
uh-huh.
And so he asked me if I wanted to play or if I wanted to do wrestling, and I said yeah, and I've stuck with it ever since.
Okay, and how old were you?
I was 7.
7, and how old are you now?
13.
13. So you've been doing this for 6 years, right? Something like that. Okay, don't ask me to add anything this morning. I was up late last night. So what's your favorite part about this?
Favorite part about wrestling is, the strength you have to put in to do it, and then the will you have to put in to do it.
Can't give up.
Yeah.
You know, one of the leadership traits, and I'm looking at a dad over here who is a former Marine, one of the leadership traits I always looked for when I was in was tenacity. Because tenacity and sticking to it, you may not be the fastest, you may not be the smartest, you may not be the biggest, or you know, but if you stick in it and you just keep trying, tenacity is so, so important. I'd rather have somebody that was tenacious than somebody that was the fastest person out there. Okay, so that's cool. So it wrestling must build that, and it teaches you also about losing. Talk about that, Jackie.
Definitely. Well, being a female in a mostly male sport, it's definitely different. It's a definitely different experience because there's definitely not a lot of girls' divisions at tournaments that I go to, so I am wrestling guys who have been doing this most of their life when I go to tournaments. It is nice when I get to wrestle another female, though, because we give each other definitely a fair shot, and we bring each other out usually, which is nice. But
yeah, and it must be tougher because you're competing against guys than most of the time.
Yes, it can be more difficult because of that.
Have you won against guys?
I have. Okay. I have won.
Again, it's technique and knowing what you're doing. Right?
Yeah, I'd say half of wrestling is knowing what you're doing, and the other half is strength and, you know, conditioning and stuff like that. But if you don't know what you're doing, then you're not going to get across the move that you need to, which even when you have strength, if you don't know what you're doing, it's just not going to go through properly.
Yeah, so there's a balance there then of the techniques along with strength. So it's kind of like a jiu-jitsu type thing of moving somebody into the right position so you can score on them. Okay. I'm here with the Reading Amateur Wrestling Club, which has been around since 1975. And when we get back, I want to ask you said the 10th consecutive. So I want to talk about your string of victories here. And what's that mean? And who do you all compete with? When do you compete? Where? All those things. We come back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. So two separate divisions Judy Maxwell has built in her company here. She's been doing this since 1993, helping our neighbors, helping us, seniors, veterans, business owners, everybody. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, your 401k, how about your insurance? But, you know, the problems people are having getting fire insurance. Well, Judy's got an answer for that. For a free review of all of that and evaluation, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive and see Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have insurance with Judy, and we're real happy with that. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of Casey. You got to help me here, son. This is going to be, you know, got to be watching you. No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's me this morning.
I'm always watching.
You got to, you know what? You got to carry me this morning.
I have been. My back hurts.
You're going to have spur marks before it's over. But hey, yeah, it was late night over at the KIXC auction. But you know, we were just talking about it that such great. Products isn't the right thing, but great things they're offering. If you are a wine lover or a wine drinker or just looking for great trips, they've got them. Plus, they've got fire pits, steel fire pits, rafting trips. They've got it all on this. If you just go over to KIXC's website and take a look, and you bid, everything's online, so you don't have to call in or anything like that. No more phone banks. But it was a long night last night. But I'm here with the Reading Amateur Wrestling Club, Jet Thomas, who is the coach, Jacqueline Comer, who is one of the wrestlers and started this last year, and Sam Wilkes, who's been doing this for, what, 6-7 years now, huh, Sam?
Yep.
Okay. Tell me about this. You've got a string of victories here that people probably don't know about unless you're in that little wrestling community. Let's talk about that.
Well, back in the 90s and 2000s, we actually had a pretty good string going. We won 6 championships in a row back then. But then we had several years where Red Bluff, Orland, because we're the entire North State, there's 18 associations in the state.
18 in the state, okay.
In the whole state. And we're the NAWA, which is the North Area Wrestling Association. And well, we finally got back on the winning track. We never placed than second, but...
Okay, so we've got the Northern Alliance up here. And how many teams are in that?
I would say roughly 40 to 50 teams.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That many.
Yeah.
And these are all amateur.
That's correct.
Do you see a lot of the young men and women who wrestle on the teams for the schools? Are they members of your group, too? It's kind of like a club wrestling, like soccer clubs and baseball and that kind of stuff.
For those that are pretty dedicated, this is kind of like an off season for wrestling, in that we do go in the spring and all the way into the summer actually. And if you look at all the top kids, like we just had a kid, Ben Vega Sanchez, who took 4th in the state last year, and that's really high because our state championship, it's all schools. And it's very, very competitive. Other states have like an A, B, C, D.
Yeah, by the size of schools.
Right. And they don't do that in our state. Our state is just one big tournament.
Wow.
And anyway, he placed 4th. And he wrestled for our club for a couple of years. He wrestles for Foothill High School now.
Okay.
And in fact, he was a senior this year, but unfortunately got injured.
Okay, tell me about so you got on the winning track again when?
Well, back 10 years ago.
2013?
Something like that, because we did have 2 years off for COVID. And so we missed a couple of years, where we didn't have a tournament at all.
Let me make that spitting sound.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay, so for 10 years in a row in the Northern Division with, did you say 80 teams?
Well, 40 to 50, I'd say, roughly.
40 to 50 teams. And you all have finished first.
Correct.
Now, why is that, do you think?
Well, we have a good group.
There's a reason for this.
We have a good group of kids that have come along, and a lot of them have wrestled for many years. I have kids that, I say kids, young men in particular that are in their 30s that still wrestle for our team. And we also, I recruited the last 5 or 6 years, I use Simpson College coaches. I'm not really the head coach. I'm just like the organizer, the administrator.
Right, right.
And Simpson College has sent us some great, great coaches.
Simpson College is not dumb.
No.
They're looking at Jacqueline. They're looking at Sam. And they're looking at them as coming up in a few years to Simpson to be able to wrestle and get a scholarship and all that. So how do you recruit? Or do you use Jacqueline and Sam to recruit?
No, I'm sorry. Well, we are right now.
Yeah, other kids to or young people to recruit.
That's exactly it. And the kids that we have on the team talk to other kids, and we all kind of come together, and it's friends of friends, and they just say, hey, this is a great thing. Come on in. And that's basically all we do to recruit. And we usually end up with a team of about 50. In our heyday, back in the 90s and 2000s, we actually had a team that was closer to 100.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Big. Do you all show up at all the meets then, and you wear the same shirt? Do you, run around the field? Okay. Anyway, I got to get back to Jacqueline and Sam. Let's start with Sam. Sam, do you recruit your buddies for this?
I have tried, but so a little while ago, I got one of my friends to wrestle, and then he quit because he couldn't take it.
Do people know that you wrestle? Mm-hmm. Do you wrestle for your school, too?
Mm-mm.
No, just for this. Yeah. Okay, so would you say, you know, when they say, hey, let's go out, hey, hey, we're going, well, you're kind of young still, but we're going, we're doing something this weekend. Sorry, I've got to meet.
Yeah.
Yep, cool. Okay, Jacqueline. Are you recruiting other ladies?
I am definitely trying to. We had, I believe, three new girls come to the club this year that we didn't have last year, which was great because I have new partners to wrestle with instead of just one person, and my old partner now has new people to wrestle with, too.
Great.
I have been trying to get my friends to. I've been trying to get just as many people as I can because it's just such an amazing experience that you don't really get out of any
other
sport.
Okay, this is why I like girls to do this, all right, females. I really think it's important, and young men, but especially for females, to get into a sport where it's physical, where you are throwing people around.
Yes.
In my opinion, builds that self-confidence. You know, I can take care of myself. You know, something happened, I can do something to protect myself. Plus, it takes both of you when you get smacked around. Right, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you get, you know, when you're out there and somebody's throwing you on the ground, it teaches you something.
Yeah.
It teaches you how to, I can get thrown on the ground and come back and win. I am all for these kind of physical contact sports for our children, male and female. I don't want to get sweaty. No, I want to go out there and take some guy down. And that must, you know, and you're wrestling guys most of the time. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's good to win.
Yeah, it definitely feels great when I beat a guy. It's pretty cool.
Do you have problems with guys that don't want to wrestle girls?
I just think it's like.
Or did they get over that? It used to be when it first started, there were people, oh, no, I'm not going to wrestle a girl, you know. But I think people they've gotten over that now.
Yeah, I think they definitely have now. Some guys, I feel like, just expect girls to be more scrappy than, like, actually try or have any strength,
yeah.
Which is definitely not the case at all. We're putting in the same amount of work that all the guys are. So.
Sure.
It's definitely nice to go and show them what you're there for and how you got there because they don't expect it most of the time.
Sam, what's been your biggest experience? Biggest favorite, which one?
So my favorite one, it was my first tournament. I think it was in state in Orland, and I got third.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you get medals and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, lots of medals.
Yep. So. What about you, Jacqueline?
I'd say it was at my second tournament this season, or I think it was my second. I beat one of the champions from Reno Worlds.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was...
That's got to be a big...
It was definitely...
confidence builder?
Yeah, it definitely was. It felt great.
Okay. Well, obviously, I'm all behind you now. I just didn't know about you. But there's, you know what? I've lived here for 14, 15 years now in Redding. And I'm constantly finding new things. And I'm so happy you guys reached out. Now, Jet, here's the important thing. You got parents, grandparents listening, and they're saying, you know what? This might be really good physical conditioning daughter or granddaughter to get into something like this, or my son or grandson to get into something like this. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, we have a Facebook page, which is Rock Wrestling, R-A-W-C Wrestling. And there are a lot of people on Facebook. And if you just type that in on the search, we have our page, which goes back for years now.
Uh-huh.
And it shows all the pictures. We do Wrestler of the Week. And Wrestler of the Week is a pretty cool thing because the coaches basically decide on who they feel like put in the most effort that week at tournaments or during the practices. And we have one for the older group and one for the younger group because we have different teams, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, this has really been – this is another interesting interview we have and meeting two young people who – Now, what do you plan on doing? I mean, Sam, you're still a bit young. I mean, you still got a few years to go. Yep. And Jacqueline, you're 15, so what grade are you in?
I am a freshman right now.
Freshman. Okay. Is this something you could see yourself doing for the next few years and then going on to college?
Definitely. I could definitely keep doing this sport for a while now. It's great. It's been great since I started it, so.
Okay. What about you, Sam?
I'm going to do it for a long time.
For as long as you can.
Yep.
Well, you know what? Having this experience behind you and your grades, scholarships are out there. So, and you've been doing it. Don't burn out.
You know, I won't.
Don't burn out here because, you know, a lot of kids start football when you're eight, you know, at seven, and they play for the next 10, 15 years. So, it's the long trek here. And Jacqueline, Sam, it's such a pleasure to meet you too. Did it help your grades? Does it help you study? I mean, that type sticking to two things, discipline and all that?
Yeah, that learning environment's great for us.
Sam, you're just good at everything, right? Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with me and Jet for coming in. And stay in touch with us, okay?
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after the news with One Safe Place.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Along with the name and photo of a Los Angeles Times reporter, as well as an expected question, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We do not have specific questions in advance. That's not something that we do.
She says one task of the press office is to brief and prepare the president for possible questions. The LA Times says it did not provide the White House with a question in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The two military helicopters were returning from a training mission when they collided and crashed in Alaska. Three soldiers killed, one injured, the military launching an investigation. Not only are they trying to get a handle on out-of-control federal spending, now House Republicans are trying to stem the tide of illegal aliens and deadly drugs flowing into the country across the southern border.
Judiciary Committee, Homeland Security Committee, the Foreign Affairs Committee all have taken action now over the last few weeks to put together what I would call the strongest border security package that Congress has ever taken up.
And House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says lawmakers in the Republican-led House will vote on that package next month. Ron DeSantis is shrugging off a lawsuit filed by Disney. Florida's Republican governor says that Disney is simply upset because now it will have to live by the same rules as everybody else in his state. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points, while the NASDAQ is down 24, the S&P trading 4 points higher. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Russia has targeted the Ukrainian capital with more than 20 cruise missiles and a couple of drones, and there are fatalities. There's also been a strike on a residential building in central Ukraine.
Air raid sirens sounded around the capital in the first attack against the city in nearly 2 months. The Kyiv city administration saying the Air Force had intercepted a volley of cruise missiles and two unmanned aerial vehicles over the capital. There were no immediate reports of any missiles hitting targets in Kyiv. But in Uman, 134 miles south of the capital, Ukrainian National Police say two cruise missiles hit a 9-story residential building, killing a number of people and wounding many more. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Europe's economy grew by a meager 0.1% in the first 3 months of the year. This as challenges persist from inflation that erodes people's buying power. News and analysis, townhall.com. Series of derailments recently drawing increased attention to railroad safety.
Federal regulators stopped short of telling railroad companies they should limit the length of their trains, but they do suggest precautions. Freight rail companies are increasingly relying on longer trains to help them move cargo with fewer crews. But the Federal Rail Administration says three recent derailments involved trains that were longer than 12,000 feet and says the size was a factor. Six states are looking at limits for the length of trains, citing not only safety, but also the amount of time drivers and emergency responders are delayed at rail crossings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A railroad conductor north of New York City rescued a three-year-old boy who had wandered onto the tracks near the electrified third rail. Marcus Higgins scooped up the child, who was unharmed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 28th of April, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm and with just great news for the weather.
Yeah, so we are looking at a high of 95 today, a low of 63 tonight. Today and tomorrow we're going to be in the low to mid-90s. Looking forward, temperature is going to drop, and starting Monday all the way through Thursday we're going to have a chance of showers. So
at least it'll be cooler.
It will be cooler.
Got it. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned business out of Anderson. It's a family-owned business. They've been there for several decades. They treat their customers as friends. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. They got a bunch of deals going on down there. All the propane comes out of one tank down south. So it comes down to customer service, and that's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Update on the AM tower. Again, we are still transmitting it. We're doing fine. We're doing so fine, we've knocked another station off the air. So that's why it's difficult to hear, is because we had to turn down our power so the other station could, you know, broadcast. I thought it was kind of selfish on their part. But the cable's been ordered. It hasn't gotten here yet, but it's probably today. And then next week, Pat Karch and Jim Bremer were going to go out there and run the cable. And Dale Harry will come up from Sacramento to do all the tweaking. And hopefully we'll have everybody back on the air in 8 a.m. Now, you can hear us at 96.5 FM, or you can hear us through your streaming. So it's not like we're not out there. It's just the AM. And you can hear us on AM if you turn it up really loud on your radio.
I think that's worth a shot.
It's worth a shot. You know what? And it's really a pain in the butt. But I can understand the other station saying, you can't hear us.
It's a reminder of the antenna days, you know, like where you had to kind of turn the antennas the right direction.
In this case, we're broadcasting on two channels. We're not supposed to do that. So anyway, we're working on it, and thank you everybody for calling and being concerned. We're fixing it as fast as we can. We just have to wait for parts. And luckily, you know, we went for the higher price part because the other part, that other cable was backlogged. So spend more money, but we're going to get back on the air sooner. Okay. I am here with One Safe Place. So, One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center, which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's just become the new title, One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center. It's all hyphenated.
And that's Kimberly Johnson, CEO and founder of Children's Legacy Center and CEO of One Safe Place now. And Adrian Cushman, Children's Advocacy Center Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Sarah Peary?
Peary.
Peary, Director of Residential Care for the Children's Legacy Center. Okay. It's been a week.
It's been a week.
Other people bring you in. Are you kind of like the person they hang on to and they bring you in? You know, I'm going to just have you do guest hosting on if I'm not here.
I mean, I feel like we're getting into a pretty good rhythm here, Carl.
I think so.
I'm not mad about it.
Okay.
I'm not mad.
What's the latest update?
Well, I mean, I think you need to pick a category. On the One Safe Place CLC is, I'm assuming, the most pressing update that is the question.
That's the one.
Okay.
On the Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place merger.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Since you last time, I'm pretty sure, said, let's just say that they're merging. So I think that was formally announced by Carl and Linda Bott the last time that I was on here, which was great. So we are moving full steam ahead. Both boards of directors have essentially come to the determination that bringing together formally our two organizations is the right path and the right direction to go. And so we are still going to be walking that out with a lot of intentionality and ensuring that we are honoring the 50-year history of One Safe Place. I mean, as you know, Shasta Women's Refuge started over 50 years ago in this community. It is a beloved organization. And it's this, we're kind of walking out this juxtaposition of, like, the grief and the beauty. And it's the right thing for the community. It's the right thing for the victims we serve. And also, it's always a little clunky, and it's a little hard, and it's a little tender. So we're trying to sit in that really well with our staff and with both boards and with our community as a whole.
Well, you know, people talk about the amount of domestic violence we have up here in the North State. And I think one of the reasons that maybe our stats are a little bit higher is because we take it seriously up here.
Mm-hmm.
And our police know about it. Our teachers know about it. We give ACEs tests all the time. We're very aware of this. And because of that, our rates will be higher.
Yeah.
It's like if you said, you know, if you went after car thefts, all of a sudden, oh, Redding's got a lot of car thefts. Well, it's because we take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have other counties and areas, they don't take it seriously. They don't have the resources that we have right here in Shasta County.
And I think we've learned to leverage them,
yeah.
Right? We've learned to work together and collaborate and leverage those resources. So, absolutely.
Okay, Adrian, tell me what you're the director of the Children's Advocacy Center.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? What's your day look like?
What's my day look like? Oh, wow. Well, that varies greatly. but in general, so as a Children's Advocacy Center, we are a child-focused, trauma-informed, multidisciplinary facility that provides forensic interviews and forensic medical exams to children who have been identified to have experienced some form of child abuse or maltreatment. Alongside that, we offer advocacy services and behavioral health support for children, youth, and their families.
One of the big things that One Safe Place did and was your forensic examinations was keep it to one time. Instead of kids having to go through this four, five, six times, it's one time with a trained I don't know, psychologist or
That's one of the hallmarks of a Children's Advocacy Center is historically, before they existed, kids had to sometimes tell their story up to 21 times amongst a variety of.
And if there's any changes in the story, somebody hook onto that.
Yeah, that can be a difficult complication of a case. And so Children's Advocacy Centers provide the opportunity for a child to come in one time to tell their story. And all of the providers, so our multidisciplinary team that's made up of children's services and law enforcement and prosecution and medical and advocacy and behavioral health, all come around the table
investigation. Are they in there? Or are they like behind the a mirror or something like that?
They're in a separate part of our building where they gather around a table and they view a live feed of the interview.
And then they can ask questions to the examiner.
Yeah, so our forensic
one person there.
Yeah, our forensic interviewers work in pairs, and so we have one interviewer in the room with the child, and then the other interviewer is in the room with the multidisciplinary team,
okay.
And they can field questions to the interviewer.
Okay. Well, that just makes sense, and, mm-hmm. and it makes it easier on the child.
Yes.
Do they do that with adults also, yeah. the same kind of thing?
It's a great question, and it's actually one of kind of the common ones that we get, less so now, but certainly when the Children's Legacy Center began, was, isn't this something that is already happening at one safe place, and why does it need to, why do we need an additional nonprofit providing a same service? And so I think that this is a really good opportunity to provide just a little bit of education around that. We have forensic medical examiners that are all out of Shasta Community Health Center, thanks to the generosity of Dean Germano and the team at the health center, provide the forensic medical examiners that go to both One Safe Place as well as the Children's Legacy Center and both hospitals. But as far as the actual forensic interviews of children, the viewing room at One Safe Place has never really been conducive to an entire multidisciplinary team. It holds about two people. And so it was never really proactively used for interviews of children, nor was there a separate third-party forensic interviewer ever on staff at One Safe Place. So while the services of the Family Justice Center model were very similar in terms of their collaborative nature, this very particular service around forensic interviewing is something that has really only been done on the Children's Legacy Center side of things. And so it's a little bit of a wordsmith, but there's definitely a difference there. And I think to kind of land the plane on your original question, it's, we do provide forensic interviews for adults that have developmental delays. So if they're at a space where they're childlike in nature and where they are mentally, then we can provide that. I think it's one of the beautiful things about us coming together as an organization is it feels like the sky's the limit, because certainly we would hope that victims of intimate partner violence and other types of sexual assault would be able to access this level of a trauma-informed collaborative approach.
Okay. I understood about 90% of that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, we got to take a break so I can get another cup of coffee. This portion of, no, that was very clear. I'm just kidding.
No, give me a hard time. You're good. You're good.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a home fall prevention program they've started. It's a no-cost program to the people that are involved with this. And the whole mission of this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. People are healthier. They're happier if they can stay in their home. If they fall and break something, then they go into a rehab center. And, you know, a lot of times that is kind of like the final thing. But if they can stay in their homes, they're much happier. Their families are happier. So they'll come in there and put grab rails, maybe ramps, anything to help an older person that's in this situation that gets into the program stay in their homes longer and safer. Call PSA to Area on Aging at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over, your commercial's all hop. With a hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:20 in the morning here on the 28th of April. We've run out of April, Liam. What happened?
I don't even know. I can't keep up.
I told you about it. I told you start slowing these things down. But between you and Christina and Nathan and everybody else, it just rolls.
Maybe speed up allergy season. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. No,
we'd appreciate that.
Tell me about that. I don't even want to talk about that. hey, one thing I do want to talk about, though, is visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, backhoes, you name it, they have it. And it's not just the big ones. They have the ones you can fit into your property if you live right downtown if you want to dig a hole. And they teach you how to use it, and then you take it out and do your, you know, if you want to clear your land with the fire season coming up, go to visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Locally owned, local group of people, a young couple running it and doing just a great job. I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, Adrian Cushman, and Sarah Peary, all from, I guess now that the combination, two separate but kind of under the same leadership.
Is
that correct?
That's accurate,
Children's
yes.
Legacy Center and One Safe Place. Kimberly has just taken over as CEO of One Safe Place, and she is also the CEO and founder of Children's Legacy Center.
That's correct.
Cool. And in your free time?
I hang out with my 5 kids. That's what I do in my free time. That's about it. 5, yeah.
I've seen 2 of them. That's y'all, crab feed.
Y'all, this is where the bummer side of the radio is. They missed your face when I just said 5, and you, the look of shock on your face. Yes, 5 kids.
I think it's great. I think 5. I mean, you've got your own basketball team.
A whole basketball team.
There you go.
5 in 5 years.
We're talking about, this month, besides being Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which we talked about last month, it's also National Child Abuse Prevention Month.
That's right.
So what do people need to know about that, Sarah? I'm going to get you into this.
Okay, sounds great.
I just don't want you to sit there the whole time.
No, that's fine. I think what people need to know is that it's here and it's prevalent and it crosses all socioeconomic statuses. There's no one that is not touched, unfortunately, in this community by child abuse. And so it's something that we need
that's
to be
all
aware
stratus,
of.
Economic, religious,
that's right.
Everything.
Everything,
everybody.
Yes. And so I think it's something that we just really need to be aware of so that we can prevent it and we can be aware of it. And if we have a concern about someone in our world, that we're able to step up and say, what can we do to help this family, to help these children, to create some safety for the children, and we can get them into the services that can help that family heal.
It's not necessarily sexual abuse. It's just
child
abuse.
It's not
child. And some people, sex. Nope, it can be things that are happening at their house. That, I mean, the kids are never even touched, maybe.
Correct.
I mean, physically touched, but it still is an abusive situation.
Yes. In fact, a large majority of the referrals that we receive in the Foster Family Agency are actually one of the highest abuse types is general neglect. And so child abuse is not typically one type of abuse. Most of the time, children are experiencing multiple types. So it could be physical, it could be sexual, it could be emotional, and it could be neglect, or a combination of all of them. And so I would say probably between 70 and 80% of the children that come into care actually have neglect being one of the main reasons that they have come in.
I would imagine that. And I'm by no means an expert, as you all know. But I imagine drugs play a part of this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How big, Adrienne?
Well, actually, so those kind of four main types of abuse are, I think, what people often think of when they think of child abuse. But actually, in the state of California, parental substance abuse, parental abandonment, and then also the impacts of commercial sexual exploitation of children and human trafficking are also abuse types, child abuse types in the state of California. Substance use is a problem in our community and our county, but also, you know, nationally. And so being aware, like Sarah mentioned, is that oftentimes kids are exposed to a variety of maltreatment. And so having resources in our community that I think understand the dynamics that are involved is really important. And, you know, ACEs are something that I think gets brought up in our community quite often.
I'm afraid to take that test.
Our county
came up in the 50s.
Yeah. Okay. Our county's ACE score is 2 to 3 times the state average. And I think that speaks a lot to the generational trauma that occurs in smaller communities and more rural communities. You know, child abuse really thrives in the shadows when it's not talked about, when there's not reports, when it gets kind of swept under the rug. That's where it really has an opportunity to continue. And so the more that we can bring awareness to it, the more that we can talk about it.
This is what you all are doing. This is your relationship with the police and teachers and the education system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, I go back to the fact that we take it seriously here.
Yeah.
And then more of it, because people are looking for it. So what are we looking for, Kimberly, for possible signs of abuse? I mean, of course, if there's marks on them, mm-hmm. that's easy. But what are we looking for?
So I think this is where, you know, Carl, there's been a number of times where we've had some various conversations like this, and I haven't had Adrienne and Sarah in the room. But when it comes to the kind of frontline experts of those who have been working directly with these victims and can probably speak a little bit better to those signs of what to look for, I'm gonna default. So why don't Adrienne?
That's fine. Yeah. We may have that going on in our neighborhood. We still
right.
know it.
Yeah.
So, go on.
Yeah. So there's a variety of things that I think you can look for. Really, changes in behavior, I think, are a really common thing to be aware of. You know, especially the more you know that child or have interaction with them, if you start to notice changes in their behavior or their presentation. So, you know, marks is an obvious one, but, you know, do they seem like they're not getting bathed often? Are they wearing the same clothes over and over again? You know, are they more are they not quite as engaged as they usually are? Do they seem to kind of avoid interactions with adults or their peers?
Teachers notice these things quicker, mm-hmm. would you say, because they see them every day.
I think that teachers are one of our most vital groups of mandated reporters. And because of the engagement that they have with our kids, and you know, they notice those types of patterns in behavior, and really the response to child abuse, it's a holistic approach, and everyone has to be a part of it. There's no kind of single group or discipline that can tackle this. And so, you know, educating our teachers, supporting our teachers, our medical providers, our frontline responders, police, you know, all law enforcement, it is really impactful into us being able to mitigate this.
Okay. This is a community thing. Mm-hmm. No, the government doesn't need to raise your kids or anything like this. This is something that we're there to help a kid get past a hard time. Maybe the parents just need an education. Maybe they need to be, you know, this is when you do this, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be long lasting mm-hmm. in your child. So do you find that sometimes?
Yeah, well, and to kind of go back to ACEs, mm-hmm. you know, really one of the most pivotal
which is adverse childhood
experiences. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the hallmark takeaways from that research was the lifelong impact that child abuse has, whether that is mental health related or ongoing, you know, chronic medical needs. And so, yeah, oftentimes it's, you know, we need to step in and offer families the support that they need. And it can't be just a general approach. It needs to be targeted to the family and based on, you know, what their specific needs are, because child abuse is preventable. And if we look at it like we do any other kind of public health issue, which is, you know, we have a lot of messaging out there and a lot of interventions for diabetes and, you know, all of the other kind of public health crises. But child abuse falls in that category as well. And so, you know, we have to have a holistic, comprehensive, collaborative approach, I think, to mitigating this in our community and just for our nation.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. What I'm getting from this is child abuse is pervasive. It's not your everybody on your, I mean, it can touch any strata of the economics, but it could be as grandparents need to be notice things about their grandchildren, the kids that are playing with your kids. Mm-hmm. You start noticing some things. Mm-hmm. Teachers notice that a child's coming to school with the same clothes on for 2 or 3 days. I mean, these are all things that are just kind of that we should be aware of because mm-hmm. it is long lasting. But child's abuse, their chances of abusing their children is probably goes way, way up because this is what they've learned, just like anything. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top hospitals in the nation. The LeapFrog organization, which rates hospitals A through F, has given Shasta Regional Medical Center an A rating for 2 years in a row. Not only that, but the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have given them 4 out of 5 stars, 5 out of 5 stars, in areas like heart failure, stroke, hip knee replacements, heart attack care, so many. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 on your talk radio. Today's Friday, the 28th of April. Monday's May. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop of choice for 15 years. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's you start off by, when you look on the window as you walk in, it says Man's Last Stronghold. Yes. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for veterans and seniors. Why are you laughing? They work by appointments only. And so you can make it work on your schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. They're right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And Linda said that she's walked in there before, and there's so much testosterone, she walks out and has to shave her legs. I'm not sure what that means.
Did Linda actually say that, or are you just saying that because she's not here and can't defend herself?
No, she said it. And they're really nice guys. And get this, barbershop. Not a hair salon. No political talk in there.
And how long have they been open? How long have they been around?
Oh, gosh. It's 20, 30 years
now. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Never had a bad haircut there. Okay. I'm with Kimberly Johnson, who is now the CEO of not only Children's Legacy Center, but also of One Safe Place. Adrian Cushman, who is the Children's Advocacy Center Director, and just full of great information. And Sarah Peary, Director of Residential Care, another person just filled with great information here. Rebecca, what was the question you said that we should get into?
When should somebody report?
When should somebody report this? I mean, because people, a lot of times, I'm sure there's a hesitation about calling authorities because, you know, do I really want to report my kids about right. their handling of the kids, or my next door neighbor whom we have a great relationship? I mean, so what's the answer to that?
I think it's always been such kind of an interesting reality that, you know, I mean, if you've ever been driving and you see a car accident happen, I mean, it's instinct. You're instantly picking up the phone. And I mean, how many phone calls do they get to 911 happening at the same time, right? But for some reason, when we're talking about child abuse or child trafficking or any of the other kind of series of hard topics that we're discussing today, there's this really extreme hesitation. And I think one of the things that's really important to note is, let's say that, you know, Carl, you see something and your gut is telling you that something's off, but it's not necessarily rising to the level of, you know, seeing a car crash physically happen in front of you or seeing a child physically be abused in front of you. The thing that people need to keep in mind is that you might not be the only one that's called, right? You might be one of a series of people that is called on the same family, or the same child. And all of that information is going to be housed in the child abuse hotline, or in ShastCom. And so I think trusting your gut and erring on the side of caution is the way to go. And knowing that on the child welfare side of things, as well as on the ShastCom on calling 911, there are very, very, very strict protocols by which those reports are looked into. And so it's not taken lightly. It's not taken flippantly. And if the Children's Legacy Center can be kind of a proof of anything, it's that really there's an entire community of people that are prepared to serve that child with a very high standard of excellence on our side, as well as child welfare and law enforcement.
Okay, that's a good answer. Did you practice that? No, you just
said it a time
information.
Or two.
You've said it a few times, right? Social media. I've always get into social media.
This is a good one.
What impact do you think that's had as it relates to abuse? Either one.
Well, yeah, I mean, the internet and social media has created a whole new world for maltreatment and abuse. And so, you know, when we talk about things like, you know, exploitation and sextortion and sexting and things of those nature, you know, social media and the internet is kind of a hotbed for that. And
I just saw,
you know,
a 15-year-old boy killed himself over this. Mm-hmm. He was groomed. He sent a picture, and he gave him $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so wrought over this that he committed suicide.
Yeah, and oftentimes, you know, kids, they don't know what they're walking into, right? And so the next thing they know, you know, they're being threatened or, you know, further exploited for, you know, more pictures or more videos or, you know, I'm going to do this if you don't send them. And they become, you know, almost paralyzed in fear.
And that can happen with people they know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can. Yeah. I think
I'm not talking about groomers that they come in on these kids' games, you know, adults mm-hmm. playing these kids' games to mm-hmm. get them in. We're talking about fellow high schoolers.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Yeah. I think when it comes to like online situations, it's very often a stranger who's posing most likely as not themselves to get that in road with the youth. And that's why we need to, you know, be having conversations about, you know, internet safety and knowing who our youth are talking to and creating a safe environment for them to share about what might be happening when they're online.
Parents should be able to go into their kids' social media anytime.
Yeah, and I mean, as a parent who does go into my kids' social media, I'm like, I'm paying the cell phone bill, which means I have Face ID access, and I also can see which apps you're on, and also sucks for my kids because mom has a job where I happen to know a lot more than most parents do. But I think we've had some of these cases here locally in our community. One in particular where the perpetrator was overseas. But the thing that was so important was the moment. And that's when Adrian says the word sextortion. That's what we're actually talking about, is somebody that's posing. They get some sort of nude photo of the child and then they, you know, screenshot all of their friend list and they say, I'm going to send this out if you don't, you know, Venmo me $500. Well, this person in particular who was doing this to this child was overseas, and the beauty was the fact that the child felt safe enough with their mom and dad to go say, I messed up and I need help. And so ultimately, I think a parent's job, because we're not, and this is kind of what we said last time, we're not going to pull back from social media, right? And I think I was very intentional about the decision to allow my kids to be on social media. But it's done with a lot of boundaries, and more importantly, it's done with, we have to be willing to have clunky conversations with our kids, with our teenagers, to listen to the crazy things that they have to say in a kind of a non-reactive way. So then that way they can have a safe place to land for if something like that, God forbid, should happen to them, that they can come talk to you.
Yeah. And the reality is that not every youth has a caring adult in their lives that's keeping track of those things and that's having conversations with them about how to keep themselves safe online and, you know, what is outside the realm of, you know, appropriate and okay. And so those are, you know, the moments where we as a community have to step in and lend support to that. But I think, you know, as much as kind of I think social media and the internet gets a bad rap when it comes to, you know, these more internet-related types of abuses, is it can also be a part of the solution.
That's right.
And there's a lot of great technology out there that is combating these things specifically. And so it's a bit of a delicate balance, but I think we have to be aware of, you know, it's not all bad. There's some great things that can come of the use of technology and actually combating child abuse.
It still comes back down to parents. I always tell the story. We have a friend that says, I go in and check my kids' phones every night. And the other ladies in the group said, she says, do you check yours? Oh, no, we have such a great relationship. She says, do it. And then the next time they all got together, it was like, oh, my God. Even though the kids weren't, you know, sexting or anything like that, but just the things they saw on their kids' phones. So it goes back to parents. You got to take an active stand here.
I think we're a part of this really unique generation right now that's parenting, you know, kids and teens and preteens that, at least for me, I'm almost 40. I didn't get a cell phone until I was 16. And it certainly at that time wasn't a smartphone. But I'm of the generation where I just barely missed social media in college. And can I just say thank God for that, right? Like, thank God that I missed social media in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fascinating when we have a president that's a Gen Zer, like, run because of the information that will be out there. But I think that we also have to keep in mind how we were at their age. And there are certain things that we're going to see on our kids' phones that in some ways are going to feel kind of egregious, but at the same time are not actually, it's not a safety issue. It's maybe them speaking in a way that you would not have wanted to speak in front of your parents when you were 13 years old. That's different than what we're talking about in terms of safety, sending photos and videos, that kind of stuff.
So what would you tell parents, Sarah, on this, how to help protect their children?
I think number one would be find ways to get educated. Be aware there's a lot of information that is available and out there for parents. You know, the apps are changing constantly. And so to try and constantly keep up with the information overload and the access that kids have. So to keep that dialogue open with their kids, to do your own research, to know like what apps are on the phone, what are the apps that can, you know, you can shut things down as soon as a parent walks in the room. You know, TikTok. TikTok is a very, like, well-known app, but what are the ways that the app can be used in a safe way, and what are the ways that can be dangerous?
Yeah.
Instagram, Venmo, some of these financial apps are all being used and abused in different ways. So how can you know what is safe about them and what is not? And sometimes the things that, you know, criminals and perpetrators are creative. And so they will take what's right in front of you and find a way to make anything that is meant to be innocent not. And so just being aware of what can I do as a parent to stay informed, to ask good questions, to talk to my kids about things that I wouldn't normally talk to them about, because I wouldn't know that these are things that they're being faced with at school every day. So we need to start having these conversations with kids earlier. If they have a phone, they're at risk. And so we need to have the ability to start having those conversations with kids at a young age and keep the dialogue open.
Okay. I've got to turn you all loose because you're heading over to the county, I guess, and you're going to be participating in a statewide Children's Memorial Day flag raising ceremony at 9:00. And what is this about?
So this is in our community, but it happens nationwide, where once a year we all come together and we honor children's lives who have been lost directly related to some form of violence. So it's certainly a heavy morning. This morning is going to be led by Miguel Rodriguez. He is our director of child welfare and adult services here in Shasta County. And so he's going to be leading us through a flag raising, and then we all just sort of stand together in solidarity. And so certainly the Children's Legacy Center staff and One Safe Place as well, and many community stakeholders come together, First Five Shasta and Pathways to Hope and many other agencies. And it's our moment to just sort of stand and recognize and hold space for the lives that have been lost.
And
due to
where's
violence.
That going to take place exactly?
It's happening at the Shasta County Courthouse in about 15 minutes.
And that's why I'm going to turn you all loose.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime, or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hot Cars
and Cool April Nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Cool April Nights is in full swing this week with live entertainment, tons of classic cars, and so much more. Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. There's a big lineup of show and shine starting at 10:30 a.m. today. And tonight, it's the famous Cool April Nights Cruise starting at 6:30 p.m. at Hilltop and Churn Creek Road. For today's schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, today's Friday. Another grueling 2 hours almost. I'm here with Liam.
Good morning.
Yeah. So in this weekend, let's talk a little bit about Cool April Nights. We've got to do that. Tonight, Cool. April 9th, big show and cruise registration. I thought they were cruising. They're cruising tonight. This is the cruise. It goes on Hilltop Drive. It starts at 6:30. I didn't read all the way down. But a bunch of show and shines here, too. Enterprise High School Show and Shine, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, Marquis Shasta Show and Shine, Mechanics Bank Show and Shine. Tomorrow, Cool April Night's big show at the Civic. National Anthem performed by Sarah Cooper. Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast starting at 7. It'll be $5 per person. It's at 10:30. Raffle City inside the Civic. DJ Jake Easy spinning the classics.
Wait, the pancake breakfast is tomorrow?
Well, it's for the...
it's a different pancake.
It's a different pancake.
Okay, cool. Because I was like...
Oh, no. They're back in rodeo days, too.
Because I was a little disappointed.
No. We're going to be down.
I enjoy when they're down the street right there. Yeah. I can just walk down and get me some pancakes.
Well, so. You know, and we can do that in such a way that you can help me set everything up and then get fed. the Shasta Classics Poker Walk on Saturday. Hill Street Band Performance. Sunday, Cool April Night's winning cars on display. Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast again. Car Corral, another poker walk. $500 winning hand announcement. They're going to make the winning announcement. Then Lithia Chevrolet engine ticket drawing and Circle of Champions awards. Now, I also, just to help you get in the mood, I have $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. Bear Bucks. I will give to the first caller at 605-4567. Get your $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. That will help you when you go down there. So first caller, 605-4567. And these are good. You don't have to use them this weekend. They're good anytime. Up till December, in fact. Okay. What do you got going this weekend?
I'm not on the bill, but I'm running sound, but at our studio we have a show tonight. So that's kind of what I'm on right now is my brain is in, go mode. So
tomorrow going out with the Backcountry Horsemen.
Nice.
Mule and horse packing classes.
That'll be fun.
And in that evening, it's time for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International, their 29th annual banquet. That's going to be happening tomorrow night at Wind River. It starts at 5. At 6:30, 5 to 6:30, receptions and games, 6:30 dinner, then the auctions and drawings. And they just have a tremendous amount of gifts and prizes there. I mean, I can't begin to get into it. How many they have, everything from guns, of course, but hunting, outdoor gear, photo safaris, items for lady hunters, all of this. And it's not too late to get a ticket, I don't think. Scott's going to really love it, but scireading.org is a way to do it. And Cool April Night's running amok out there. I just love... We had a winner.
Bill,
come on down and pick up your bucks anytime you want. You're going to have to catch us, though, while we're here. So earlier in the day, the better.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If you come after 1 o'clock on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Reading Rodeo is quickly approaching. I know we went from Red Bluff Roundup and now Cool April Nights and then... Boom, right into the Reading Rodeo. If you want to get tickets, especially for Saturday night, you might want to get on the Reading Rodeo website and buy those tickets. They are selling fast. We're way, way ahead of where we were last year. So Wednesday night will be Extreme Bulls and Native American Recognition Night. Thursday is Family Night. Friday is Think Pink. And Saturday, Military Appreciation Night.
So
it's going to be big.
I just got a text. My studio is right across the street from the courthouse. Something's happening there. So if anyone knows.
Well, you mean something happened. There's a lot of people showing up there.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Yeah. We just. Oh. They're going to.
Am I just totally out of it? I'm out of it.
You are totally out of this because we were just. I'm sure you were doing production stuff.
I was.
No, this is the annual statewide Children's Memorial Day flag raising ceremony where they recognize children who've been died from physical abuse. So that's what's happening right now. Unless you're seeing something else over there.
That sounds about right.
That could be it. Okay. Everybody, the weather is going to be hot. Let me just remind people that if you've been driving around with your dog in the car because it's been such, you know, cold weather, cool weather, rain and all this, 95 today. That means that your car will be up to like 130 in about 30 minutes.
Make sure you take your chapsticks and you position them upright on your dash so that they melt back into themselves and not all over the dash. I'm serious.
I never thought of that.
No, I got my car like a couple of days ago. It didn't melt out everywhere, but it had filled like the cap. And so then I just stood it up and it
just comes right back in.
Went
there.
Right back in there.
Another physics problem solved right here on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking, you know, remember we were talking about needing a place for you and your group to have big enough to have kids. And I was talking to Blake last night, and Blake says, wow, you know, there's one place. And I said, how many people does it hold? He said, 150. I said, Blake, that's not even close.
No.
Not even close. He goes, it's not. I said, no, they can pull 300 kids in here. Or young people, young adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's if you had a place for 500.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You probably should answer that one.
I'm going to.
All right. Okay. With 2 minutes left, I hope it's
nothing. Looks like Sue got it.
Okay. I hope it's not anything really important that tells us, you know, duck and cover. Okay, everybody, it's going to be a huge weekend. The cruise is tonight, and if you've never been to the cruise, do yourself a favor. Go down the hilltop. Find a place to stand or sit. Yeah, take your chairs. Because, like I said, this thing goes from 6:30 to 8. You are going to see over 1,000 cars and trucks.
You got to go get your spot right now.
Oh, yeah. It might be a good time to go down to Four Winds Jewelry and buy something expensive and say, I'll buy this if I can have a spot right out in front of your building here to watch. Because, trust me, they are already roped off in a lot of others, but there's still plenty of room to go out there and enjoy this, just this great event. I don't know about you, but I am enjoying watching these old cars driving around, these classics driving around town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A few more years, you and I will have classic cars.
That's the goal.
We don't mean to. It just is. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember how it's going to be warm. Next week we'll get a break on the weather. But have a good, safe weekend. Go out there and do something nice for somebody without even being asked. And God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Regional Medical Center.